Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Mystery Frequency 200th episode celebration. 200 episodes. Seems pretty crazy to me, but before I get into that, a few reminders that I want to get out of the way first. I like hearing from you guys, so the best way to contact me is my Gmail account at mysteryfrequencypodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at mysteryfreak, F-R-E-Q, and Instagram at mysteryfrequency. It'd be great to see you guys there, and be sure to follow me when you do. The second thing is, I could not have made it 200 episodes if it weren't for you guys doing what you do, which is listening and enjoying the episodes. So please be sure to follow, rate, and most importantly, share with anyone you know who might like these types of shows. Now for the updates to the podcast. Now, these updates have come from my own plans on where I want the show to go, but also suggestions from you guys. So I'm pretty excited about all of these. The first is, I now have a website. And it took so long for that to happen because I didn't even think to make one. It was through suggestions from you guys that I decided to do it. So how to find that website? It is mysteryfrequency.weebly.com. And on the website, you'll be able to find links to everything that I have in regards to the show. You'll be able to find a place for all the episodes. And you'll also find a link to the second thing you guys have asked the most about, which is a merchandise shop. Yes, I've actually gotten questions about merch. So I decided to try it out. Nothing crazy, just a few items. Give it a look, and if you see something you like and you decide to pick it up, let me know. The last update is, I do now have a Patreon. Now first, let me tell you what the Patreon is not going to be used for. It is not going to be used for anything that I can use my podcast for. What does that mean? I'm not going to put any of the audio dramas on the Patreon. I'm not going to put any of my archived episodes on there as well. As long as my podcast hosting site does not run out of storage, then all the episodes are going to be right there on the podcast site. What I am going to use Patreon for is to put content that can't fit in the theme of the podcast, such as different styles of audio. There are some documentaries that I think are pretty cool. There are comedies, things that don't fit into the theme, but mostly video. Without giving anything away, there are a lot of videos that I want to put on there. Ones that I think you'll all like. But, of course, that is optional. If you guys are happy with the audio dramas and crime fiction that's on the podcast now, then that won't change. If you are interested, you can find it on patreon.com/mysteryfrequency. And as always, I'll leave links in the descriptions. Now that that's out of the way, 200 episodes and over 40,000 downloads. It's crazy to think about. When I first started this podcast, I didn't think I was going to get any listeners or followers or downloads for that matter. I really just did this as a hobby, as something I was interested in, and I figured at the very least, I will have one place where I can listen to all these episodes that I like. That's what really made me do this. It was hard for me to find anything that had these kinds of stories that I liked, that did consistent uploads, and that had a variety. So the fact that I started it and so many other people clearly wanted the same thing that I did, to be able to listen to these stories again, a variety, consistent uploads, all in one place. It is amazing, and I cannot thank every one of you enough for making this just more and more fun for me to do. And hopefully you all will like the updates. Hopefully you'll like the website, the Patreon. But most of all, hopefully you guys will just keep doing what you're doing and listening to these great stories. What I'm going to start doing is at the beginning of every episode, I'm just going to pop in, welcome everybody, and just do a short introduction of the episode. And for those that just want to hear the episode, don't worry, it won't be anything crazy. Just a few seconds. I'm going to wrap this up by reminding you to check out the descriptions to find all the ways that you can contact me, the links to the site, to the merch shop, to the Patreon, everything like that. To ask you once again to follow, leave a rating. You don't even have to write anything. You can just leave a star rating, 5-star. And most importantly, to share. Let other people who like old-time radio or audio dramas or crime fiction, let them know about the show. Doing those three things really helped me out. And then lastly, to thank everyone again for 200 episodes, 40,000 downloads. It's amazing. Thank you again. And just a heads up, I do plan on playing the same audio on every show for this week as part of the 200 episode celebration. And with that, on with the show.
Archaeologists believe the City of Dreams is buried beneath the ruins of Machu Picchu in South America. Ask an anthropologist, and he'll tell you the City of Dreams is somewhere in the Australian outback. Its precise location encoded in the low moans of the didgeridoo, waiting for someone to decipher it. Some say it's in Arkham, Massachusetts. Or hidden in the secret network of tunnels under Moscow, whose existence is denied to this day. But I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to know where the City of Dreams is? look around. Location for tonight's story. A nightclub on the edge of town, named after a giant movie lizard, where you're more likely to find dust in your glass than a drink. A place where terror has settled in among the shadows and the stage. A little neighborhood nightclub. If your neighborhood happens to lie inside the City of Dreams.
Mr. Mackey. Mr. Mackey, it's Franklin Chase from the bank. I know you're in there. Your car's parked right outside. I'm not leaving here until I've talked to you. Mr. Mackey.
Mr. Chase, hi. I'm sorry. I was busy. I didn't hear. Look, could you come back some other day? Maybe in the morning? This isn't the best time.
Mr. Mackey, our office has sent you 4 letters in regard to this nightclub of yours. You've replied to none of them. We tried to call and found that the number has been disconnected. I have to talk to you.
All right. But not out here, okay? You better come inside. We'll go to my office. It's right down this hall past the stage.
What's happened in here? The place is a mess. Tables upside down on the floor, garbage bags, fast food containers all over the... Have you actually started living here, Mr. Mackey?
It's a long story.
And there's water everywhere. It reeks in here. I don't know if it smells more like a pond or a spa that hasn't been cleaned lately. No wonder no one comes here anymore. Well, what's that over...
No, not there, not by the stage. You shouldn't go up there. Here, this way.
Well, why are you locking that?
Just to make sure nobody interrupts. You want a drink?
No, it's a little early for me.
Never too early for me. Have a seat.
Now, Mr. Mackey, according to our records, you're nearly 6 months in arrears on your loan payments.
6 months, that long? Look, Mr. Chase, I know I've been late with the payments, but I promise I'll take care of it. I'll come by the office first thing tomorrow, but right now I really don't have time.
Then I suggest you make the time, Mr. Mackey. The bank lent you a sizable amount of money to help you start this club, and we're becoming quite concerned about our investment.
I know, but please, if you could just come back tomorrow morning before it gets dark.
I'm not leaving until we've sorted this out. My orders are quite specific. Here, let me get my notes.
You can't. Look, no... Put those away.
If I leave without satisfaction, then we shall have no choice other than to come back with a notice of foreclosure.
No! No. You can't do that. You can't shut down the club.
Then why not, Mr. Mackey?
Because if you do, if you shut down the club, I'll die.
Come now, Mr. Mackey.
No, really. I will die. Or worse, Did you hear something?
No. Look, if there's something I can do to help, I'm happy to try. We would like to work this out somehow because, well, clearly no one wants to lose their investment in this.
Yeah. Oh, God, if you only knew. You sure you don't want some?
No. Thank you.
Explain. Oh, man. What the hell do we have to lose, right? I mean, I haven't told anyone else. Not anybody. So that makes you the first. Okay, Mr. Chase, I'll tell you. But then you're going to have to leave. Fast. For both our sakes. Do you know what Monday night is here at the beautiful Club Godzilla? Monday is audition night. Or at least it was. Back when things still made sense.
You said you'd call me, but I knew that you were leaving.
It was great publicity. Used to get kids from all over town trying to get their first gig in a real club. They'd show up between 5 and 6 while we were getting ready to open at 8. Just me and the crew and the band. Some of the girl singers would do anything for a break. And I mean anything. Hey, not bad. Not bad at all. You got style. That's very rare.
Thank you, Mr. Mackey.
I'll bet you're a Janis Joplin fan, right?
Yeah, I love her stuff. How did you know?
I can tell. I can always tell. You know, hey, you got some of her moves. I ever tell you that I met her?
Really?
Yeah, San Francisco. Long time ago. Listen, you stick around after the audition, maybe I'll tell you about it. We can talk. Maybe discuss your act. You busy tonight?
Well, I mean, I was planning to go out with...
We can go to my place. I got this whole room full of Janis Joplin stuff.
No. No, I'm not busy.
Good. Listen, hon, you go have a seat, okay? I'll check back with you in a bit.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy. Who else we got going?
I don't see anybody.
Then we're done for tonight.
Not quite.
Who are you guys?
Name's Quint. Lead singer and electric guitar. This is our drummer, Blade. And this is Derek B. on bass guitar. Jefferson handles keyboards, and sitting over there, we got Waldo on sax. We've been playing in a few places up around New Orleans. Got some good reviews. So now we're going around and see what we can see.
You guys got a name?
The Damned.
As in, well, I'll be?
You got it.
Cute. Now, what can I do for you?
We heard you were auditioning. Thought we'd come by and show you what we could do. We're good, Mr. Mackey. Give us a chance. We'll show you.
Audition's over.
The flyer I got says you audition Monday nights, 5 to 6. Clock says 5:30.
I don't care what the clock says. I'm telling you, audition's over.
Okay, look. If it's the way we sort of come on strong, it's just our way, Mr. Mackey. We like to surprise people, you see. Image, you know.
Hey, no problem. Image I know all about. See, that's the problem. Quint, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Quint, it's like this. You're trying to sell us chocolate ice cream, and we're only buying vanilla.
Excuse me? What the hell?
Whoa, hold on, B.
Look, I don't want to offend, but see, this is my club, and I have to pick the right kind of people for my customers.
And how do you know we're not right?
It's nothing personal. It's just the way things are.
Oh, give me a break.
I mean it. Look around. You show me one all-black rock band on any label. Rap? Sure. R&B? Absolutely. Hip-hop? I'm right there with you. But turn on MTV, VH1, hell, go anywhere you want. There just aren't any all-black groups who do stand-up, hard-ass rock and roll. Okay? My customers are used to that arrangement. We don't want to confuse them, you know? But hey, try back in, say 6 months. You never do know, things change.
Hey, we need the gig now, not 6 months from now.
It's not my problem.
We've been on the road a long time, man. Hard time of the year to be on the road. Nobody else around here is buying right now. Just you.
Sorry, but what you need has got nothing to do with it.
Or at least listen to us.
No.
Come on, man, we drove 10 hours to get here.
Read my lips. N-O.
Look, I say screw this, you know. We got better places to...
Yeah. Hang on. Mr. Mackey. Mr. Mackey.
What?
Okay. Look, I tell you what. You're right. It's your club. You do what you want. You hire who you want. We got no problem with that. All we're saying is this. Just listen to us. Once. That's all. When we're done, you don't think we're right for the club? Fine. We'll leave. No hard feelings. Just listen to us. That's the least you can do.
The least I can do is not have you arrested for trespassing. For the last time, the answer is no. Now get the hell out of my club before I call the cops.
Son of a bitch.
No, Derek, let it go.
You gonna let him talk to us like that?
I said, let it go.
Hey, everything okay up there?
Yeah, everything's cool. We'll go. But you'll hear us, Mr. Mackey. Sooner or later, you will hear us play. And that's a promise. Come on, you.
Okay, everybody back to work. Come on. We still got a club to run. Let's get to it.
Mr. Mackey? Mr. Mackey, it's Jimmy.
Go away.
It's important.
Hey!
Oh, wow. I mean, jeez.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. We're just about done anyway. Where are we, honey?
Yes, sure.
Come on, put your clothes on. I'll see you out front. What the hell is so important that you couldn't...
I thought you might want to know. Those guys are back.
What guys?
Quint and his bunch and that band, the Damned.
Are they making trouble?
No. I mean, not really. I mean...
Jimmy.
They paid admission and bought drinks, same as everybody else. Now they're all sitting at this table right in the middle of the club.
What are they doing?
Nothing! I mean, that's the whole point. They're just sitting there. Five real mean, mad, bad-looking black guys in the middle of the club, not talking. Like they got this big-ass dark cloud all around them. They're not talking. They ain't even drinking their drinks. They're not doing anything. They're just watching the stage like statues. Only really pissed off statues. I mean, everything about them just says rage and determination. Yeah, I mean, that's it. They're scaring the other customers.
Nice, okay. Let me get into this. Hey, you. Quint. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Came to see the show. We paid our money, 2-drink minimum. Now we're just sitting here in your fine club.
All right, what's the scam? You trying to shake me down? Is that it?
Shake you down? No, man. No, that's not it at all. See, Mr. Mackey, all my life, I've been running into people like you. People who hold open the door, then slam it in your face. People do that to you long enough. One day you decide, you're just tired of it, you know? So, I made up my mind. You are going to listen to us, Mr. Mackey. Just like I promised. I don't even care if you hire us anymore. It's the principle of the thing, you know? You will listen to us. You will ask us to play for you at one of those auditions, and you will see for yourself how good we are. You will do this. And then we'll go. But not before.
They came back the next night. And the night after that. And the night after that. And they never did anything we could throw them out for. Never said boo. Never threatened anybody. They just sat there like they were made out of stone or something. Five big, mean-looking black guys just staring. Dead silent. It was like there was this big hole in the middle of the club, and every sound, every scrap of music just disappeared down it. Made the customers uneasy, and a lot of them stopped coming. I mean, you're with your girl trying to have a good time. You look over and you see these guys sitting next to you, mad, rage coming off them so hard you could almost see it. Who wants to deal with something like that when you're out trying to get laid? I'm telling you, it was as if I was every guy in the world who ever said no to him.
Oh, did you try calling the police?
Yeah, I tried all right. They sent me this big black cop. He went over, talked to them, and went away laughing. Laughing. Can you imagine it? That kind sticks together, you know what I'm saying? That's when I started to get mad. I mean, when people stopped coming, we started losing money fast.
So why didn't you just give them their audition? They said they'd leave.
Because that wasn't the point. Bad enough, I don't like taking orders from some... Damn it, it was my club. My club. I don't have to hire anybody I don't want to, and I don't have to listen to anybody I don't want to. It's my goddamn club.
Did you hear...
What? What time is it?
4:45. Why?
4:45. Not much time.
But what was...
In a minute. Like I said, we were losing money, so I had to do something. You see that, don't you? I had to do something. The thing about running a club like this, you meet all kinds of people. And there was this one guy I met, said if I ever needed anything, you know, anything special done, I should call him. So I called him. Told him these guys were giving me a hard time and asked if he could maybe do something about it. I didn't want to know what. I just wanted to show him who was boss.
Are you sure you want to be telling me all this, Mr. Mackey?
Yeah. Yeah, someone has to know. And you've got to understand why the club's got to stay open no matter what. Or I'll... It's not fair. How was I supposed to know what was going to happen that night?
Quick, man, wake up.
What?
Yo, we got trouble. You see that car behind us?
Yeah.
It's been on our tail for the last 10 miles. It's starting to edge up close now.
Florida.
Oh, in this part of town, all this lakefront property... Man, if the cops pull us over for speeding...
Hey, at least we won't be dead. Now, pick it up.
He's still behind us. Coming up fast now on the side.
I see him.
He got a gun!
Maggie says hello! Oh, my God!
They dragged the lake for 2 days. Never did find the bodies. Not one of them. And that was when the horror started.
Aren't you the least worried about telling me all this? I could go to the police.
That doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. They could put me away, even execute me, sure. Maybe that would end it. Maybe not. If this place closes, I'll die anyway. What's the time?
Oh, 4:50.
Gotta hurry. Not much time. Like I said, they never found the bodies. But they were dead. You could feel it. Like a cloud lifted over the club. I didn't want it that way. I just told the guy, make him go away permanent. But I figured, hell, might as well clean up the gene pool a bit, you know? I mean, accidents happen, right? I didn't say kill him. I didn't use those words. I just said, fix the damn problem. It wasn't my fault. You hear me? It wasn't my fault!
Well, perhaps you should sit down before...
It started a day or two later. Place just started getting dark somehow. Cold. We put in some more lights, a new heater, checked all the weather stripping for drafts. Didn't help. Folks noticed it right off. Hell, you couldn't help but notice it. It was the kind of cold that chills you right down to your marrow. Kind of a wet cold. Like you were standing at the bottom of a lake. Hey, Jimmy.
Mr. Mackey.
How are we doing on reservations for tonight?
Not good. 5 more cancellations.
Weird.
What? What's weird about a cancellation?
Well, it's the reasons they're giving. I mean, one guy I talked to said the place had changed. Said it was depressing, like he couldn't catch his breath. Another guy said he got the chills just being here. I mean, Is it cold in here to you?
No. And it ain't the place. We just need a new act, that's all. Set up the auditions for Monday. Get some new blood in here. That'll take care of it.
Will do.
And get a mop down here. See where the hell that water's coming from. I mean, that had to be it, right? Just spiff up the place a little, bring in some new blood. New blood. That's funny, you know? I mean, that's comedy. Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy, get your sorry ass over here.
Yeah?
What's the deal? It's 5:30 and there's nobody here. I set for you to get some people in here for auditions.
I did, honest. I put the word out. I stuck flyers all over the place. Maybe they're busy.
All of them? What, are you kidding me? Every unemployed two-bit bum with an electric guitar in the county is busy? Give me a break. Last week we had people lined up around the block to get in here for auditions.
Well, what else could it be?
What do I look like, some kind of mind reader?
Well, I don't... I mean, I did everything I could.
All right, never mind. Go on. Just get out of here. Go. I got some paperwork to go over in the office anyway. I'll probably be here all night. I'll lock up.
Okay.
The hell with them. Hell with all of them. I need a drink. Enter deductible expenses. Hell, it's all deductible. Why else did I get into this business in the first place? Huh? What? Piece of junk. Where the hell was I? Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Now the power's out? Last thing I need. What the hell's the flashlight? I paid the light bill, for Christ's sakes. I got it right here. Somewhere. Must be the fuse. Jimmy? Jimmy, is that you? The power's out. You know where the fuse is? Jimmy? Useless. Totally useless. Oh, man. How the hell are we getting water in here? It's a new roof, for Christ's sakes. Jimmy! Get a bucket or some damn thing. We got puddles of water all over the place. Jeez, it smells like a sewer in here. Jimmy! I better check the stage. Jimmy? You here? All right, who's there? Jimmy, quit clowning around on the stage, man. Only it wasn't Jimmy. And there shouldn't have been any drums on the stage anyway. But there it was, big as life, a drum set. And you know what was written on the front of that big drum? The Damned. And I looked over to the side, and there was a sax. Just propped up there like it had always been there. And a keyboard, and a bass guitar, and a lead guitar. What the hell's going on here, huh? What do you think you're trying to pull? Who are you?
It's just us, Mr. Mackey. We've come for our audition.
He was just there somehow, on the stage. His face was gaunt, withered, clothes wet, covered with seaweed. I yelled, "Keep away from me! You keep away from me!"
Don't you want to stay for our audition, Mr. Mackey?
Sit down.
This is some kind of a mistake. Oh, God, please, what the hell's going on?
I made you a promise. Now, sit down.
Look, you have to understand that if it wasn't my fault, I didn't know.
Sit down.
What are you going to do?
I told you. We're going to play for you. You are going to ask us to play for you, Mr. Mackey. ask us to play.
Please, I...
Ask us.
Can you play for me? Please?
Yeah. We can play.
What I heard after that, I can't... There are no words. Imagine somebody who could work an electric guitar like nobody since Jimi Hendrix. And the lyrics. One minute they were something like the Beatles might have done. Then they were like the Stones. Then like nothing. I mean nothing I've ever heard before. They had a sound like nobody else. They should have had a contract with a record company. They should have been on tour. They should have been somebody, you know? It wasn't my fault. I didn't know. I didn't keep them from getting a contract. How the hell was I supposed to know? They were good. My God, they were more than good. They were amazing. I yelled out. I said, why are you doing this to me? What do you want from me? I'm begging you, just stop it. Just stop it. Just stop it!
Well, Mr. Mackey, what do you think?
What? Think about what? I don't understand.
I told you. Told you we were good. That's all we wanted to do. Show you. Now you tell us, Mr. Mackey, are we as good as I said we were?
Yes. Yes, you were right. You are good. My God, you're the best I've ever heard.
That's all we wanted to hear.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just get me out of here and I'll never...
Just one more thing, Mr. Mackey. One last question. Do we get the job or not?
Mr. Mackey, I've been in the banking business for a very long time, and in all that time, I have never, ever heard a more ludicrous...
Time. The time. What's the time?
Almost five, but...
I've got to get you out of here. If anything happens to you, others will come, and this will get worse. Come on, hurry!
Mr. Mackey, let go of me.
What the hell was I thinking?
What's that sound?
Nothing. Out the back. I've got to get you out the back.
I thought there was no one else here.
Oh, there isn't. Come on.
Who else is in here, Mr. Mackey? Who's in here?
All right. You're clear. Get going.
But I...
I'll tell the bank. I don't care. Tell them anything you want. But for God's sakes, you've got to let me keep the club open. I can't let them close it down. Please. You've got to help me keep it open. See, they could have killed me that night. And would have, too. But we made a deal. The deal is solid as long as I keep the place open. If it goes, I go. And they'll... Go. Now, quickly!
What? I...
Don't you understand? We made a deal! What pulled them back from the dead was their determination to play, to make me listen. They can't get past that. Can't let it go. So once a week... Oh, God. Once a week they get to... Don't you see? Don't you see? This is their night! Audition night! Monday night! It's Monday night, and the Damned are playing at Godzilla tonight!
Let's take it from the top.
Beresford Mackey, owner of a small club who has discovered that sometimes terror is a drink served on the rocks. In a bar you'll find is always open somewhere. In the City of Dreams. The Damned are playing at Godzilla's tonight. Starred Steve Buscemi as Beresford Mackey. Christopher Burns as Jimmy. Kevin Daniels as Derek B. Beth Glover as woman number one and two. J.R. Horn as Franklin Chase. Ezra Knight as Quint. And Kevin Conway as the narrator. The Damned Are Playing at Godzilla's Tonight was written by J. Michael Straczynski and directed and produced by Brian Smith, with original music by Jeff Van Nostrand and sound design by John Colucci. J. Michael Straczynski's City of Dreams is a production of Sci-Fi.com's Seeing Ear Theater.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Archaeologists believe the City of Dreams is buried beneath the ruins of Machu Picchu in South America. Ask an anthropologist, and he'll tell you the City of Dreams is somewhere in the Australian outback. Its precise location encoded in the low moans of the didgeridoo, waiting for someone to decipher it. Some say it's in Arkham, Massachusetts. Or hidden in the secret network of tunnels under Moscow, whose existence is denied to this day. But I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to know where the City of Dreams is? Look around. If pain has a color, it is the deep blue of the swimming pool at the house owned by Martin Anders. If pain has a sound, it sounds like this.
Marty?
Hmm?
Marty!
What?
I've been calling down here for the last 20 minutes.
Sorry, I was working. This new proposal's due tomorrow, and I just can't think about anything else.
What is it?
I was going to the store and...
What?
Where's Jeffrey?
He was just playing here a minute ago. You didn't see him in the living room?
No. Jeffrey?
Jeff! I just took my eyes off him for a second.
Jeffrey!
Jeff!
Oh, my God. The patio door's open. The pool! Oh, God, no!
Jeffrey!
No!
The sound of pain. The color of pain. 1 year ago in the life of Jennifer and Martin Anders. And there are others drawn by the sound and the color of pain. Broadcast nonstop for 365 days. Drawn inexorably toward the source. Because pain is the universal language in the City of Dreams.
Marty? Marty, your dinner's getting cold.
Sure. Yeah. I'll be right there. Damn it.
You're drunk. Again.
Sorry, I just...
Stop. I don't want to hear it. Martin, I don't know how much more of this I can take. You're never here during the day anymore. You stay in the office, burying yourself under your work until all hours, then you come home and lock yourself in here and drink. And just feel sorry for yourself. And today of all days, 1 year after he...
Jenny.
Leave me alone.
What am I supposed to do? I can't get past it, Jenny, honest to God. I didn't even hear him. He could have been calling for help, calling for me. And I didn't hear him.
Stop it.
I tried to tell myself it wasn't my fault, that I was always there for him all the rest of the time.
Were you?
What are you talking about? Jeffrey meant the world to me.
Did he? I used to watch you, buried under your work, and wonder sometimes just how much he really meant to you.
Don't do that to me.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God in heaven, I'm sorry. If I could do anything to change it, I would. I swear I would. Jenny? Jenny, look, come on down to dinner. You've got to eat. Or not. I should have come in for dinner. I should have just kept my mouth shut. I should have left this old bottle up on the shelf 3 hours ago. And I should have been there with Jeffrey. Oh, crap! I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry. I should have been there. I should have.
And perhaps you can be.
Who? How did you get in my backyard?
Not important.
I'm calling the cops.
I'll be gone. And you'll never get to hear what I have to say.
Who are you?
An interested third party. Perhaps even a friend, if you so desire.
What do you want?
Nothing more than to give you what you asked for. Oh, yes, I heard you. You see, sometimes when you speak to the night, it hears you. And I hear you. It's a talent, shall we say. You miss him, don't you? Your son.
Get out. I'm going back inside.
You'd like him back, wouldn't you?
I said, get the hell out of my... Jeffrey? Jeffrey, is that you? Gone. But it was him. It was Jeffrey. I recognized his voice.
Yes, it was. I can bring him back. I can fix it so that he is not only still alive, I can even arrange it so that he was never dead in the first place.
Who are you?
You mean devil, angel, that sort of thing?
I tend to dislike labels, Martin, so let's table that question for the moment. Let's just say that I can deliver exactly what I promise. You've heard of some people getting second chances. Well, forget it. Nobody gives anybody anything these days, not in this economy. This is the part no one ever tells you about. The part where you earn it. What you do with it is utterly beyond my interest at the moment. What happens now, this moment, that is all that concerns me. It is a very simple question, Martin. You want your son back. How much is it worth to you?
Anything. I have money. A lot of it. I can...
Money is useless to me.
Then what do you... Wait. Are you after...
No, I have no interest in your soul either. On today's market, souls are the cheapest possible commodity. You can get a soul for the price of a used syringe and something to put in it. The challenge is gone. No, Martin, this is something else again. Every so often, I get bored, and you are my cure.
In that case, what do you want?
An understanding. Simple enough, really. All you have to do is decide that you want your son back, no matter what. And keep to that decision for the next 24 hours, the anniversary of your son's death. If in that 24 hours you have not changed your mind, then he will be returned to you.
That's it?
That's it. Just that simple. So, are you up for it? Or is your son not worth that much to you?
You've got a deal.
Midnight. How appropriate. Very well, Martin. You will see me again tomorrow night here at midnight. But I will be seeing you all day, watching and listening. I want to see if you change your mind. I want to see just how much it's really worth to you.
What's that supposed to mean? I said... What? Where did you go? What the hell? Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I am sorry, Mr.
My car, that's a 1965 Camaro. I saved for years to get it.
I'm sorry. I don't understand how it happened. I mean, the hood just flew open. I lost control.
Do you have any idea what this car is worth to me? How...
Mister? Mister, you okay?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Never mind. Just never mind. Can I see your insurance?
Oh. I never got around to it. I'm uninsured. And I'm out of work. So, I guess we're both screwed, huh?
What do you mean my insurance won't cover the damages? I wasn't even in my car when the guy plowed into it. I did. My insurance is paid up through... My check never arrived. That's impossible. I sent it off myself in plenty of time. They can't just cancel me like that. There must be something you can do. Look, you're my insurance agent. Now, damn it, get me some satisfaction here, or I... Hello? Hello? Damn it! Mr. Carlisle, what are you...
Martin, I just received a call from Edgewater Industries. 2 days ago, you assured me that we had their advertising account. You guaranteed it.
Yes, I received their complete assurance that...
Well, they just pulled out of the deal.
What?
You know how important that account was to us, Martin. I appeared in front of the stockholders yesterday and told them we had it bagged. Now I'm going to look like an idiot.
I'll call them myself right now.
Don't bother. From what I can tell, it seems like their main problem is with you.
But I didn't...
I'll do everything I can to salvage the deal and figure out what the hell went wrong. But if we end up losing this for sure, I'm going to hold you personally responsible.
But Mr. Carlisle, I don't... I didn't...
You've got a nice office here. Be a real shame to lose it.
You? What the hell are you doing here?
I said I'd be around, watching.
I want you out of here. I'm calling security.
Don't bother. They're on their way up now anyway. Seems the rental car you got this morning was just stolen.
You're responsible for all this somehow, aren't you? You're doing it.
Of course. That's the whole point. That's my part of the bargain. I keep tugging here and pulling there until I find the one thread that will make you unravel like an old sweater. But you can stop it. You can stop all of this any time you want. Just say the word and this will all go away, and I will go away. All you have to do is change your mind.
Go to hell.
I'll do that. Willingly, I might add. Because very shortly, I'll see you there.
Yeah? What?
Mr. Anders, I thought I heard you talking to someone.
I was. Never mind. What is it?
Oh, Mr. Carlyle just called an emergency meeting on the Ferguson account. They want the new designs today or they're going to go elsewhere. He wants you to pull the file and get to his office right now. He's not a happy camper.
It's okay. I finished the designs the other day. They're right in here. Christy, did you go through these files?
No, Mr. Anders.
Then where's... Aha, here it is. It's...
What's wrong?
It's empty. All the designs, months of work, even the contract. I've got nothing. Nothing.
How the hell could this happen, Martin?
I don't know. The paperwork was there, then...
Do you realize that because of your inefficiency, we have lost two of our largest clients in the same day? That's over $3 million in lost revenue. Revenue that was practically guaranteed.
I'm sorry,
I don't want apologies, Martin. I'm not interested in apologies. Apologies have no place in a business like this. We want dedication. And I don't think you've been very dedicated lately, Martin.
But I have. For the last 5 years, I'd go home, go into my office, and work until 10 or 11 at night, sometimes later.
It's not the hours. It's the attitude. You have to know what's important. Apparently, you don't.
If you could just give me a little time, just until tomorrow, I'm sure we can work out all the...
I can't do that, Martin. I have shareholders to answer to. And right now, I don't like what I'm going to have to tell them.
Mr. Carlyle, please, don't do this.
I'm sorry, but I don't have any other choice. I'm going to have to ask you to clean out your desk and be out by the end of the business day.
May I help you?
Yes, I just went to use my bank card at the teller machine to take out $300, and it was refused.
I see. Can you run your card through for me? Thanks. I see your balance is $27.15.
That's not possible. Look, that account has over $20,000 in it.
I'm sorry, it's...
What about my savings account?
What savings account?
God, no. Jenny? You here? Jenny? Gone shopping, couldn't stand being close to the phone. Jen. The phone.
You have 14 messages.
Mr. Anders, this is Jim from Secure Credit, and it looks as if your credit limit has been exceeded to the tune of about $30,000.
What?
I spoke to your wife earlier, and she insists that the credit card must have been stolen or hacked. But since you never reported the problem, well, there really isn't much we can do. So we have no choice but to hold you liable for the full amount, which is payable...
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Sheila Anderson from Transfederated Savings. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Thompson, the loan officer, to let you know that we've reviewed your mortgage payments and found nothing in our files for the last year.
That's ridiculous. No.
Consequently, we're going to have to freeze your current accounts with us until...
Mr. Anders, this is Sergeant Kevin Sinclair from the LAPD.
Yesterday we closed down an escort ring that was pandering to businessmen, and your name showed up on one of the escort's pay sheets. So we'd like you to come down to the station for questioning tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Inform you that your pension plan is being canceled.
This is the phone company. We're going to have to shut off your line for lack of...
God, what am I going to do?
Martin.
What? Oh, sorry, I was sleeping. My head hurts like a... What's with the suitcase?
I'm leaving you.
Jenny, no.
At first, I was gonna just go, but I figured I should at least tell you.
No, Jen, listen.
I can't handle it anymore. Our life has fallen apart all around us. Under other circumstances, I could handle all of it. The money, the car, the house. I could handle even the worst of it. But on top of the rest, I just can't. I'm tired of the guilt, the fighting, and the recrimination since Jeffrey died. No, you weren't able to save Jeffrey, but your guilt over this has also killed us. And you could have saved us, Martin.
Don't do this.
The Reverend said, until death do you part. I always figured it would be your death or mine. But it was Jeffrey's. And the second death that followed, the slow death of our marriage. Goodbye, Martin.
No, Jen. Wait. You have to listen to me. Jen! Don't go! Don't go.
Hello, Martin. How's your day been?
Leave me alone. Leave me!
Happy to. Just say the word, Martin. Tell me you don't want your son back, and I'll put all this back the way it was.
I told you I... The furniture. What happened to the furniture?
Repossessed. Gone to pay creditors. You have nothing, Martin. No job, no money. They'll come for the house shortly. No wife, no furniture. Ah, there go the lights. Nice and dark now. Did I mention it turns out the electric bill hasn't been paid in months?
I can handle this.
Are you sure? It can get much worse.
I'm not sure that's possible.
And there are no guarantees, Martin.
What do you mean, no guarantees? You promised me!
This way.
Hey! Come back here! We had a deal! We had a... Where the hell am I?
Third Street in Vermont. A bad area. Not the kind of place a well-dressed man should hang around after dark.
I have to get out of here. I have to get home. Oh, Christ.
Hey, puta pendejo. What you doing here, eh?
I'm sorry, I was just...
I said you could talk. Hey. Did I say he could talk?
No.
You look lost, man.
I just want...
Give me $5.
I don't have...
Give me $5, man, or I'll cut you.
My wallet's gone. I'll go home. Get it for you.
He's gonna go home and get it for me. Did you hear that? Oh, that's a good one. You think we're stupid or something?
No,
This is our part of town, man. You think you can come down here and pull this kind of crap on us? Is that it?
I'm sorry.
Get him! Beat the crap out of him! Hey, you that this!
Please! Please!
Help me! Kick him, man! Kick him in the face! You're gonna kiss the car!
Hey, you! I've got a gun! Get out of there, or I'll call the cops!
Got him!
Yeah, all right.
Thanks. Whoever you are, thanks. Can you help me? Can you please? Help me. Can I just use your phone? Someone? Anyone? Is anyone there?
I'm here, Martin.
God!
You don't look so good. One eye closed, lip bleeding, face that looks like 5 pounds of ground round. And that looks like a broken rib to me. No, this has not been a very good day for you, has it, Martin?
Go away!
But I can't go away, Martin. It's only 11:30, and we still haven't answered the final question. You say you want your son back alive. How much is it worth to you, Martin? How much is it worth, really? Is it worth your life?
Where am I?
You're at the bottom of a pit, Martin. What does it look like? Not quite as big as the metaphorical pit you dug for yourself after Jeffrey died, but it will do. You should find yourself quite at home here, because this is a very special pit indeed. Welcome to hell, Martin. I told you I'd see you here. Do you hear them, Martin? The cries of the damned. A symphony of loss, of regret. Give us back one day of life to change our ways, they cry out. But it would change nothing. They don't have it in them to do anything different, because in the end, nothing ever mattered to them but themselves. Every day, they woke up thinking about how they could improve their own lives. And every night, they went to bed thinking the same thing. In the end, it was all about them, just as it's all about you, Mark.
That's not true!
No? Don't touch the sides of the pit, Martin, or you'll get more of the same. Not if you want to keep yourself from experiencing a kind of pain known only to the damned.
What do you want from me?
Just an answer, Martin. That's all. That's all I wanted from the beginning. How much is your son worth to you? How much is he worth to you, Martin? Let's find out, shall we? Come to me. Come to me, Martin. Climb the sides of that pit. Come all the way up here and shake my hand. Conclude the deal. Simple as that.
But you said if I touched the sides.
Yes, I did. Midnight's coming, Martin. Another few minutes. Last call.
I can't!
You're afraid. You don't want to die, is that it? Not so easy now, is it? Not so brave once it gets personal, are we? Come on, Martin. Show me what it's worth to you. Show me! Did you really miss your son that much? Really? I don't think so. I don't think you missed him at all. How many baseball games did you go to? How many picnics? How many school plays? Where were you when your son was trying to catch breath under 6 feet of water? You were working on business. You didn't care. You never cared. It's not that you miss him. You're just mad because you failed at something.
No, that's not true.
Then what are you running from? What are you afraid of? Why do you dive into a bottle when you come home, refusing to come out until the next day, when you can go to work and lose yourself in your job?
I can't!
Go on, admit it. It's no crime. Tell me the truth.
God! God, forgive me! It's true.
That's it.
He left. I thought I heard something flashing. It might have been calling for me.
Yes.
It was always calling for me. And I was tired. And it was late. And I was working.
Of course.
I couldn't admit it. Not to get it. I was just so tired.
And he was. Was it worth your time?
No, that's not what I said.
It's all right. Just say it. Tell me he's not worth all this. I'll understand. Do that, and maybe I'll even put everything back the way it was. You can have your life back. Your car, your job, your bank account. Would you like that, Martin?
What?
Yes. Tell me what you want, Martin.
I want my son back.
Then come and get him. That's it, Martin. A little further. Feel your heart being torn apart. Feel your guts burning. You don't care. You never care. Not yet. Not before. Why stop now?
I want my son back.
You have been living a lie, haven't you? All this drink, all this drinking, wallowing in self-pity because you failed, because you couldn't do anything. Well, here's your big chance, Martin. Let's see what you do with it. Come on. Just a little further. Too far. Can't do it. I'm right here. Come on. Choose your son back or your life back. Which is more important to you? What do you want? What do you want?
I want my son back. Damn you. I want my son back. You bastard! I did it! Where are you? Where did you go? Where are you? I won, damn you! Now give me back my son! Give him to me! Just give him to me! Oh, God, please! Just give him back to me! I'm sorry. I'm home. How did I... Jeffrey! Door's stuck! Jeffrey! Hold on! I'm coming! Daddy's coming! I got you! Hold on!
Martin! What are you... Jeffrey! Oh, my God! Martin, is he all right? Is he okay?
He's okay! God!
Oh, thank you!
He's okay!
Martin!
He's okay.
Doctor, is he going to be all right?
He'll be fine. He just needs to sleep. By tomorrow morning, he'll be good as new.
Thanks. Thanks for coming over, Jim.
Not a problem. You got there just in time, Martin. Of course, that suit's never going to be the same again.
It was worth it.
I'll see you out.
Just a sec. Go on, Doc. Jenny.
What?
I know that these last few years I haven't been the kind of father I think you'd want me to be.
No. Oh, Martin. Not so much work to do.
There's always work, Jenny. Remember that tomorrow's Friday.
What do you mean you remember? It's...
Not important.
Carlisle...
Can wait 24 hours.
Well, all right. I'll tell Jeff. You know how he loves it up there.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Good thing you weren't working hard tonight, Martin. We might not have heard a thing.
No. I'll always be listening. Are you still there?
I told you I'd keep my part of the bargain.
Yes. I won't make the same mistakes with him. Not this time. I swear.
I know. I should be going.
Who are you? Really?
I think you know.
Yes, just didn't want to say it. But then I remembered what you said about a bet, something to ease the boredom. You lost this bet.
It isn't the first one I've...
Do you ever win some?
The thing a man has, his money, his position, everything he owns, and leave just the man. And you'd be surprised how many will give up what they say they care for the most just to have the rest of it back again. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. It's a very old game.
Very old. I remember my father reading to me from the book of Job. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
We all have to keep busy. We all have our work. Well, if you ever need me, you know where I'll be.
Going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it.
It's a long, long, very long walk, Mr. Anders. And the occasional wager helps to keep one from thinking too much about what's at the end of that road. Consider my servant Job, he says. You know, to this day, I think it was a setup. Goodbye then, Mr. Anders. I'll see you again at the end of days.
Rolling Thunder starred Andre Brower as Martin Anders, Ashley Albert as the secretary and Jeffrey, Amy Brabson as Jennifer Anders, Jacqueline Koskuna as the bank clerk, Peter Francis James as Carlisle, Henry Lever as Sergeant Sinclair and Gang Member 2, Ramon de Ocampo as the gang leader and Guy, and Kevin Conway as the stranger. Rolling Thunder was written by J. Michael Straczynski and produced and directed by Brian Smith, with sound design by John Colucci. J. Michael Straczynski's City of Dreams is a production of sci-fi.com's Seeing Ear Theater.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLED20.